This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. One of the obvious benefits of lower synthetic nitrogen usage is, of course, lower input costs, but there are environmental benefits as well. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Jim Kelly, Director of Business Development with Pivot Bio, said their Innovator program helps to measure the impact of lower synthetic nitrogen usage and generate extra revenue for growers.
What we realized is there's a significant environmental impact from replacing your synthetic nitrogen fertilizer with a microbial source with Proven 40. So what we are doing is quantifying that environmental impact. So we're working with downstream customers. So customers within the grain supply chain, you know, grain aggregators or food companies or ethanol companies, anybody that's within that grain supply chain, and quantifying what their scope 3 emissions reductions would be, what the water quality reductions could be. There's other side benefits as well, but each of these companies has environmental corporate environmental goals that they're trying to achieve. So we're working with them to achieve those goals, and in turn, they're incentivizing our growers that we're working with to make that practice change. Because asking any farmer to cut ask a farmer to cut 40 pounds of nitrogen is a big ask. But if we can have that incentive that flows back to the farmer to help make that practice change, we're in good hands. And then those companies downstream can make those claims on their towards their corporate sustainability goals.
Kelly said nitrogen use reduction fits in well with other regenerative ag practices.
Your cover cropping and your tillage practices and livestock integrations, and you've got a lot of really great practices. And one of those is input reductions. And we offer a very, very good way for that farmer to make an input reduction and have a significant environmental impact because of that nitrogen reduction and increase their ROI on the acreage as part of this program too.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.